Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
Well, I'm wonderful. You know, I'm anticipating Halloween.
Uh-huh.
I'm anticipating all these things. And, you know, everything's just moving fast, moving along. If we don't hold on, everything's going to pass us by.
I know. The whole thing is going to pass you by. What is it? What was the movie? Ferris Bueller. It said life goes pretty fast. If you don't stop once in a while, you might miss it.
He
took the day off.
Ferris Bueller's day off. I remember that. Oh, my gosh.
Made the most out of a day than more people make in a year. Wow, he made it count.
And, you know, years ago, kids, when they were fixing to graduate from high school, they had a day that the kids could skip school. I remember that.
Yeah.
And they could skip that one day of school, and it was a grace deal, and kids all over the country did it.
Yep.
And they would go and do something fun that one day.
Yeah. It was like right at the end of the school year, wasn't it?
It was the end of the year.
Yeah.
Just before graduation.
Yep.
It was only seniors that could participate.
Yep. It was senior skip day. We had that too.
That's right. Senior skip day. Wow.
Oh, those good times.
Good times were here.
I don't know.
What is they used to say? Good time Charlie.
Yeah.
Here.
Oh, good time Charlie. Yeah. Do they still do that?
I think I knew him.
You're probably close personal friends. See, I'm telling you, you come up with all these brilliant ideas, and some of them have actually happened. Just take credit for it. As long as you say it, nobody cares.
That's right. As long as you think it, it's done.
Yeah, considered it a done deal.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I cannot believe that we are this close to Halloween already. It's like I'm talking to people, and it's just like, you know, we're starting to, you know, plan out what they're going to do for the rest of the year, and it's just like, you know, it's almost November, and it's like, whoa, what is happening to this year? I remember when it was just spring, and we were talking about summer vacation and Memorial Day and all of these things, and now all of a sudden it's like, uh-oh, what happened to the whole year? And so here we are, you know.
Here we are. And the costumes this year are fabulous.
Oh.
They are fabulous. I mean, it's almost like Star Wars is here. I mean, I saw some of the most exotic things, you know, the kind that are far out. I mean, they're very futuristic, and they were gorgeous.
Really?
And then I saw the little clown costumes and bring it back to normal, you know.
Yeah.
But they've got witches. They've got skeletons. You can be a skeleton, you can be a witch, you know, so many different things. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
I didn't see any baseball players or anything that tame.
Oh.
I mean, it's a lot more than that.
Yeah, it's much more Halloween-ish this year.
Yes, it is. And as I said, they had some far-out deals. Most of the costumes run around $60.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
It's because you can buy them anywhere now.
Yeah.
You can get them on Amazon. You can get them at Walmart. You know, Party City used to be the go-to place.
Yeah.
Until... Of course, you know, there's so many places went out. That reminds me, Olive Garden is closing all 900 locations in the U.S.
What? All of them?
Yes. All 900, they said.
When did that happen? I didn't even hear that.
It was on the news this week.
Really?
There's so many companies going under.
Oh.
It's just amazing.
That's sad. I love Olive Garden. Oh.
Well, it was a wonderful place.
Wow.
Just add it to all these others that went under.
Wow. What a shame. I just... And, you know, you stop and think about, you know, like when they have those commercials for any place that really specializes in pasta, you think, okay... What are your overhead costs? You know, you think about, okay, the pasta itself and probably the ingredients costs. We're talking maybe pennies. I mean, pasta is dirt cheap the last time I knew. And then you have like sauces and, you know, vegetables and all the things that go on top of it. But then they turn around and they sell the meal for like $16, $17. And you think, wow, that must have a
But it's so much fun.
Yeah.
And you get the breadsticks.
Oh, those are the best.
You get the breadsticks, so. It makes it worth it.
Oh, it's amazing. I thought it was crazy at first, and then I started to hear other people say it, how they used to like to take the breadsticks and run them through the salad dressing because it adds that little Italian zing to it on top of the breadsticks that are already a little zingy. It's delicious. That's a shame.
Everything about Italian is delicious.
It is.
It's... Everybody says they think I was an Italian in another life because I put so much garlic in everything, you know. I mean, I want garlic in almost everything. I don't do it in eggs, but I do it in every Italian dish I make.
Have you tried it?
I make sure there's lots of garlic.
Have you put them in eggs before?
No, I haven't done that.
Why not?
I think it... Well, I'm just not sure people would believe that deal.
It sounds kind of nasty. I just wanted to see if you would try.
It does. It sounds kind of bad. I don't think I would go there.
No.
I'd go do a lot of other things, but I don't think I would do that.
See, now, I would have guessed you would have probably been Cajun in another life, because I know how you love the etouffee and all
oh,
that.
Oh, my gosh, I do.
Yes.
I love etouffee. I love everything Cajun.
Yeah. Oh.
So maybe I'm mixed. Maybe I'm half and half.
That might be. Speaking of which.
I might be. You know, you can't ever tell.
I know it. It could be a surprise in there. You never know.
That's right. It could be. Well, let me tell you this. You know, we've talked about the State Fair. We've talked about it's almost time to close, you know, and it's been a great run. But let me tell you, the grand champion, Steer, let's talk about that. This is the 77th annual Big Tex Youth Livestock Auction, and it was Friday night. And what do you think the steer sold for, the grand champion?
Oh, I don't even dare guess. I'll be surely embarrassed.
$200,000.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't going to go anywhere near that. You're kidding me.
The Frank Deal family bought it. They're a longtime State Fair donor, and they bought it, and it's a record for the State Fair.
Wow.
And the little girl that raised it, she's 15 years old. Her name's Harper Hale. She's from over Miami way. And she took home the grand prize. And Buttercup Fletcher, that's the name of her steer.
Really?
But that'll give her enough to go to college, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Wow, that's amazing. And she's 15, you said?
15 years old and raised this steer.
Wow.
And, you know, she's a farm girl. The State Fair had 442 steers compete this year.
Really?
Can you believe that?
Is that a record?
442 kids came with their steer to try to win the championship.
Hmm. Now, I haven't been keeping track as probably close as I should have, but that seems like that might be a record, I would think, or at least
it
close
is a record.
It
says it's the most anybody's ever paid for a steer in Dallas.
Wow. I'm shocked. That's huge. Good for her. I mean, that's a big deal.
I thought it was really tremendous because these kids work so hard, you know, to get their steers ready. They bathe them, they brush them, they feed them, they take care of them year after year to try to get them, you know, to the fair to win.
Yeah.
And it's really kind of a family deal because their family has to be involved.
Yeah.
You know, getting them up early and bring them home after school to work with their steer. And so there's a lot goes into that.
Yeah, and it takes years. And the passion and the discipline that it takes to do that every day, you know, especially when you're that young, that's commendable. Most people aren't
These
that
focused.
These
kids have to get up before school and feed them, water them, take care of them. And then after school, after they get their lessons done, they've got to go take care of them again.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's a consuming thing to have a steer that you're trying to get ready to show.
Yeah.
You know, it takes a lot of hours.
It does. It'll take a lot of time. So there's not a whole lot of time to go, you know, play with your friends and do, you know, kid things. You're doing adult responsible things. And it's, you know, really, really, like you said, really early in the morning, really late at night. And so... Wow. I mean, but
you have
boy.
You clean their stalls. You have to put the hay in. I mean, there's a lot to it.
Yeah. But for it to pay off like that, golly.
$200,000.
That makes
that
it work.
That kid, I wonder where she's going to college.
I don't know. But you can go anywhere, I suppose. Wow.
Well,
that's
and speaking
amazing.
Of that, you know how A&M is just, you know, the cat's meow. It's above everything when you talk about A&M and colleges. One of the gentlemen that graduated there in 85, he just gave $66 million for this new pavilion.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? I mean,
I just was so shocked. They said it cost $200 million. He's already given $66 million.
Wow, two. I mean,
it's an amazing thing. Everybody goes to A&M. They do give a lot of money back.
Yeah,
because they all do so well.
Yeah,
and they all make a lot of money.
You know, and it's just, it's like, you know, you talk about people that are, you know pay it forward like that when they graduate and then they go off and they do whatever they do and they're fortunate enough to be successful. It's great that they do pay it forward and they, you know, create these things that are allowing other future generations to go through the same thing that they did, except even better. You know, it just kind of expands.
Did I tell you who he was? He's the owner of Buc-ee's.
You left that part out.
I mean, the biggest part of all, he's the owner of Buc-ee's. He said he started it 2 years after he got out of college.
Wow.
Started working it right then. Can you imagine? This guy is brilliant all the way.
Oh, man. Oh, who doesn't love Buc-ee's? I mean, it's an experience.
There is not anybody that doesn't love Buc-ee's. They're not a Texan if they don't love Buc-ee's.
No, no.
Love the Beaver. I mean, you know, you got to love it.
Our niece, their family was on a road trip, and they stopped, and they did the experience and got T-shirts and, you know, did the whole thing. And,
yeah,
they couldn't stop talking. They were talking about stopping at Buc-ee's more than they were what they did on vacation. So it's...
Well, you know, it's an experience.
It is.
I mean, when you go in there, they've got everything in the world.
Yeah.
It is quite an experience to go to Buc-ee's. And what everybody brags about is how clean the restrooms are.
I know, right? It's like it's cleaner than your own house.
I think they're cleaned every 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, they make sure everything in there is clean, it's fun, the food is great. Everybody says the barbecue, and I can attest to that.
Yes.
The barbecue sandwiches are great.
Mm. Oh, my.
And then
word.
All the snacks. I mean, they have every kind of snack that was ever made.
Oh, yeah. You can walk out of there with bags of snacks, you know, to feed a village for like 3 years. I mean, there's everything you could ever want.
and it's close enough. You can go at least once a month to Buc-ee's.
Oh, yeah. Stock up and go
That's
home.
Right. Go stock up and come back again.
Yeah. It's almost, you know, kind of like, you know, going to like Costco or something or Sam's Club.
It is. And, you know, they're building them bigger now. You know, to start with, they had, what, 10, 12 pumps.
Yeah.
And they've got some now that are huge.
Yeah.
Really huge.
I'm you know, you look at the size of it and you think, how could this get any bigger and any better? And for them to be able to figure out a way to do that is, I mean, it's what we do. I mean, it shouldn't be a surprise, but it's just like, how can this possibly be any better? And they found a way. So it just keeps.
Well, and you know, there's no telling what Buc-ee's is worth.
Oh, God.
I mean, you know, it started out so small, only in Texas.
Yeah.
And then they did all of Texas. They did Louisiana. And then they started expanding to other states.
Yep. Yep.
And once they got it down.
You always wonder, you know, will something that we enjoy translate into other areas and other states and other people? And will they get it? Will they, you know, be excited? But I think it has. I think it's worked everywhere they've built one. I don't think they've had to worry about a lack of business or closing their doors or anything. So.
I don't think so. I think they're all making a tremendous amount. And they're always on the highway where everybody can get right to them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's got to be a convenient location, you know, and so you could go there and spend forever. I mean, it could be a destination, not just a stop off, you know.
That's right.
It's not a pass.
Well, we better talk about money.
We better. This is your money with Faye Baggy.
We better talk about making money. Well, this week, I'll talk about annuities first.
Okay.
A lot of our customers are adding to their annuities. These are customers that we already have, that already have annuities with us. And I have a bunch of them this week have called and said, I need to add to my annuities. They're adding to their IRAs, to their Roths, and to their joint account with their wives. So I've been busy, you know, doing new contracts because some of them want to get that 16% bonus. So they're going to open a new annuity where they'll get more this year than they were thinking about getting. So as you know, that 16% is only good I think 3 more weeks.
Ooh, so
and,
we're coming down to the wire.
It's going to come back down. I don't know how far down it's going to come, but it will not be 16% after the next 3 weeks.
Wow. Okay. Yeah,
so
that's
good to know. Big thing. Everybody that's thinking about doing annuities, now's the time to do them because, you know, we've got the 16% for another 3 weeks. We can do a rollover IRA. We can do a Roth. We can do a 403B rollover if you're a teacher. Or if you're, you know, work for some other company like a government type deal, it doesn't matter. We can get those rolled over and get it started. And it doesn't, you know, they've got it where it's really fast now. And then if you live out of town, you don't live here close, we can FedEx you all the papers. You can sign them. We'll do the transfer, and that's all there is to it.
Yeah, it's a simple process, fast and easy.
I've got several people. That said, Faye, I can't come in, but I want to add to it. I said, well, we'll just send it out. We'll do all the paperwork, send it over, sign it, send it back. We'll send it in the company, and you'll be set.
Wow. Well, then that's super
convenient.
And we'll
just do a transfer. We can do transfers for them on money wherever it is. If it's at another company, wherever it is. Doesn't matter. We can do a transfer. Transfer it right direct to the insurance company.
So it's literally as easy as pie.
You're going to have the phone calling me and say, I've got some money. I want to put it in annuities. We'll get it done.
Yeah. I mean, it's and when you kind of have confirmation that the bonuses end in about 3 weeks or so, I mean, that does kind of push it so that people kind of, because I know for a while we were thinking, okay, well, we're not really sure how long they're going to go on. You know, they increased it from 14 to 16, and then it was like, well, you know, last year we kind of thought maybe they might bring it back down and, you know, not have that 14%.
We thought it might end at one point.
Yeah.
But it didn't, and we were lucky. But I know that the 16% is only good for 3 more weeks.
Yeah.
So everybody that wants to get extra and put extra money in or start a new one. If you don't have money with us, we can do a new annuity. If it's a joint account, fine. If it's an IRA, we can do it. Doesn't matter. We'll transfer it from wherever it is now over to our insurance company, and they'll issue it, and you'll have money safe and making money. And, you know, they've averaged, it's not every year, but on average in the between years, it's averaged about 10%.
Oh, that's incredible.
And some years it was way over, some it was way under. You know, it might have been 5, 7%. But on an average, it's averaged 10.
So
everybody's made some pretty good money the last few years.
You know, people, there's probably people who have, they're familiar with annuities. They've probably heard us talking about annuities, but they've never actually thought about it. Well, now that we know that there's about 3 weeks left for those 16% bonuses, now they may be thinking about it seriously. So for those who have never really considered it in seriously before, how does an annuity work? What is it? How does it?
Okay, an annuity is a contract with a life insurance company. Annuity can only go up. It never goes down. You never lose any of your principal. It mirrors the stock market, but it is not in the stock market, so you're always safe. It pays, you know, every year, whatever your interest is, it locks in at the end of 12 months. Every 12 months, it locks in. If the stock market goes down, it just sits there and waits for it to come back up. So that's a good thing. I love annuities, and this company that we use, the one we use most of the time, is worth $60 billion. It's been in business 100 years, and it's A+, A+, and A+. All the companies that rate them, it's A+ with every one of them. So it's the biggest and the best as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
It's a heck of a reputation. And it's owned by Texans.
Of course. And that's that's kind of a big deal for us because we know our character. It's not like
that's
somebody
right.
from New Jersey.
It's not over here in Podunk, you know, in some little town we never heard of.
Yeah. when you say that it doesn't go, it mirrors the stock market, but it doesn't go down. There's a stopgap there to prevent people from losing their principal. And so they don't.
There's a stopgap that kicks in. If the market goes down, we don't mirror that going down. We only mirror it going up. And it's compound interest. Remember that.
That's a good point, too. That's a really
good
deal.
Yes, and you can take 10% a year out after the first year. Now, the other good thing is, whatever that bonus is, going in, let's say it's 16%. If you put money in the second and third year, you get a bonus for each dollar you put in. Mm. So for 3 years, you can get the 16% bonus on every dime you put in.
Wow. See, that's...
So that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's just extra money on top of your profit. So,
that's right. And lots of times men will make sure their wife has an annuity where that her money will always be guaranteed and that it can't go down and that they'll know that she has money to live on. So an annuity is sort of like a CD, but I think it's better. It pays a lot better, you know?
And when you say that people have like the husband will make sure the wife has an annuity, it's not necessarily that it's just a one thing. People can be in as many annuities as they want to. It's not just you have to do one
that's
and
right.
then that's it.
You can have a joint one. You can have an IRA for him, an IRA for you. You can have one with your children. And I have several people that they have got annuities for their grandchildren and their children.
Yeah. So it's all
so
set up.
So they're already taken care of. If something happens to them tomorrow, they've got money immediately.
Yeah.
Remember, an annuity, if when you die, you can cash it in right then. Mm. And there's no penalties.
Yeah.
And if you're dead, it passes on to the next people.
You know, and since you brought it up, we hadn't mentioned this in a while, but if there is something where, you know, it passes on to the other people, or if there's anything that happens like that that's maybe unexpected, you probably have to correct me. This is separate from the estate, right? This
stands on its own.
Okay.
The annuity, you don't have to wait for probate. You don't have to wait for the judges to rule on anything. The annuity is separate. It's ready to go. It's right there.
Okay.
And whoever you've got named, that's who's going to get it. Now, if you've got somebody you don't want to get it, you leave them off the papers. And we have that happen all the time. Sometimes people, unfortunately, have children that have not done what they should do. Mm. And so they're kind of on the outs with them because they know that if they had $50,000 or $100,000, that's blow it tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
So they want restrictions on it. Mm-hmm. So we can put restrictions on it. We can leave them out and have the others handle the money. Mm-hmm. So there's all kinds of neat things you can do with an annuity.
And it can't be contested either in a court. So if it's...
No, it won't be contested because it's a contract. And it's not part of the estate over here that you've got that might go to probate. Of course, if you have a trust, there's not going to be any probate.
Yeah, that's true.
It'll be just distributed, which is a better deal. I have a lot of people that have had us do trust for them over the years.
Yeah, I'm sure you...
The trust will tell you who's going to get the money, how it's going to be distributed, and that's the way it is.
There's probably a ton of
stories. It's hard to break a trust.
Yeah.
Very hard to break one.
Yeah, those are... It's almost written in stone, and that's really it. Because I'm sure there's been stories of people who have come out of, you know, the woodwork, and maybe they've had a falling out with somebody, and, you know, they pass away, and they say, oh, I'm entitled to, you know, this annuity over here. Nope, you're out. There's nothing really that can be done once that is set up. On the other hand, if somebody maybe has a falling out earlier and then they get in good graces or vice versa, they're in good graces and then they have a falling out, once somebody sets up their annuity, that can be changed. It's not like it's...
That's right. You can change your beneficiaries any day of the week. All you've got to do is send the paperwork in, get it acknowledged, and get it in your file.
Cool. All right. So, I mean, there's so many benefits to annuities, and they're one of those quote-unquote boring type of investments just because you don't really have to do anything, but it's a ton of money.
But it's also safe. That's
yes.
why it's boring. It's a safe investment.
Yeah.
It's not like doing crypto or last Friday. You know, all these billionaires lost $70 billion.
Oh, isn't that painful?
I don't know if they recouped it this week or not, but they lost $70
billion. Wow.
I mean... Things went south.
Yeah, and anything can go south.
And it can. And when you take those big risks, it can sometimes go the other way.
Yeah.
And how about that automobile company? They were doing financing for risky people. And we had five or six banks that were back in their play.
And, really? How
they
did
have
I miss
went
that
bankrupt. A lot of the money's gone. They don't know where it's at. And they said it's $100 million deal.
Whoa! Really?
And each bank said, one bank said our exposure is $250 million. Another one said ours is $200 million. They all think they can weather the storm, but it's going to take a lot of their cash.
Wow! How can they get? How can they be out that much and stay afloat? I mean, that's...
they were buying a lot of paper.
Ooh.
In other words, they were factoring it for them. In other words, before the car dealership would get paid, they'd go ahead and give them the money and just buy the paper from them.
Oh,
and so they were going to get theirs later down the line.
Wow.
But the guy disappeared. A lot of money disappeared. And they kept saying, where is the cash at? You know, there's all this cash missing. $2 billion. Nobody knows where it went.
Wow. I'm just...
These are American banks. We're not talking about a foreign bank.
Yeah. You know,
I would not want to own stock in those particular banks.
No.
Because they're going to have a struggle to make it through it.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a fight to stay above water at this point. Goodness gracious.
I think it will. I think they all regret it a lot, but it sounded good at the time.
Yeah. You know, and that's the thing is like people get it wrapped up in investments and the newest, shiniest coin and the newest, here's a new fad. And this is all the rage today. But with conservative investments, like not only annuities, but life settlements as well, you've been doing this for so long. There's so many federal regulations. It is literally all mapped out. There's not really a whole lot of room.
And we use the trustee on everything.
Exactly.
You know, we use the trustee. The money goes to the trustee. The trustee handles it. When we have a maturity, the trustee pays everybody. We send them a note and say, here's who all has money coming. This is how much they get. And they pay them and put it in their account. That's the way it ought to be.
It should be.
Everybody should operate that way.
Unfortunately,
arm's length.
They don't. But
I know.
That's what makes
it
so great.
But if they did, I guarantee you wouldn't have to have E&O insurance.
Oh, yeah. That's for sure. So we've covered annuities, and since we kind of mentioned life settlements, how are we with?
Okay, we've got four policies that we are going to get that we're waiting for the paperwork. They're all good. The $1 million one is probably the best one, if I had to guess, because the premiums are 0.9%. I mean, it's so small you can't even hardly add it. Okay.
I just love
it's
how
very,
you
very good.
Casually throw out there the $1 million one is probably the best one.
Yeah, it has this little tiny premium, and the lady has breast cancer.
Oh.
And she got it in 22, but like all women, she went to Mexico.
Oh no.
So now, I think it will get her.
Wow.
It's stage 3.
Ugh.
And she had a new baby. And that it goes on and on.
Oh,
and
no.
It looks like it's in both breasts now. But the right breast is a bad one.
Mm.
So naturally, we were very excited about it.
Yeah. I mean, when you're looking at these, you know, those are the kinds of things you look at. And you always talk about how, you know, people sometimes take the Mexico option. And every time you see that, it seems like that's always a red flag for you that says, ding, ding, we should pay attention to this one, extra special. And so it sounds like that's the case here.
At least you wasn't doing the orange juice deal.
Oh, yeah, that's another one. You've seen that before,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
Yeah.
But they do everything, and somehow they can't grasp that modern medicine is better.
Right.
Radiation is better. Anything is better. They're not saving lives down there. You know, if they were saving all these lives, it would be all over the internet. We would know it. Every doctor would be going down there to learn how to do it.
Yeah.
So they need to think about that.
Yeah. I mean, the numbers are there. The science is there. The proof is right before you. And so, you know, when you're looking at these, you're looking at, you know, where are they going? What's their lifestyle? Not only just, you know, the numbers and the data, but you're looking at a lot of other things as well. And so just the fact that you've got, you said four on the horizon, right?
Yes.
Four next week.
And others are smaller, but they're great.
Yeah.
But anyway, we have signed the contracts. We should be getting the paperwork in a couple of days.
Hmm. All right.
And we're going to fill them as quick as we can.
I have a feeling you're not going to have much trouble.
I will not, because I've got people, new people, waiting, and they don't know what to expect because they're brand new, and they didn't get a policy right away because, yeah, you know, usually we have some in the wings waiting, and we didn't. And they were going, well, we thought we'd get a policy for now. And so we are going to get them a policy. We're going to put them in one of the first ones.
Yeah.
We're going to do them quickly and get everybody in them because they're great policies. And we should have some fairly quick maturities on this.
Yeah. And it's been slim pickings lately, not the actor. But, you know, kind of.
That's right.
It depends on availability. And so, you know, sometimes it, you know, you do have to wait a minute. But in the end, the whole point of either life settlements or annuities is the fact that people can do a conservative investment where they don't have to worry about losing their principal. They can set it and forget it. They don't have to get up in the middle of the night, wonder, is there anything left? And that's the whole point of really both of these options. There's a number of things that people could do, but over time, it looks like just about every situation that you could have possibly seen, whether it's, you know, real estate or, you know, crypto, or, you know, anything out there, there's tons of opportunities, but they all have their downside. And so if people just have patience, then really they're it pays off in the end for every
it will pay off because they all know the ones they've got now are doing good, and they've had a lot of maturities this year.
Yeah. So okay, so you say those will be ready probably next week?
Yes, they'll okay. be ready the first of the week. We'll be sending out invitations.
So should people look watch their email, look out for something?
Watch their emails because we always email it. Some people don't have email. Some people don't read theirs. So if I don't get anything back, we will text you.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, a lot of, because you mentioned that there are some new investors as well, that this is probably going to be their first policy. So they may not know
That's
necessarily
right.
what they're looking for and things like that. So watch your email and look for that. Look for a notice, because at some point, I'm sure, and you correct me if I'm wrong, which I probably am. But at some point, if you don't hear back, whether it's an email or a text or whatever, you've got to move on to another person at some point. If you get no response,
we do lots of times. If we don't hear on that second day, lots of times we have to because we have to fill it quickly.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, then, good. So people can start to look for that sometime next week. This is Your Money with Fay Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website's AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
And as I started to say that, I thought, I think this is the first time we gave the phone number.
It is. I hate to say that. I realized it when you said it.
I think we got talking about Buc-ee's, and I started daydreaming, getting all crazy, and we forgot. Okay,
That's
so
right.
Every Saturday around this time, we get into trivia. So what is our topic today?
Our trivia today is Garland, Texas.
All right.
Did you know it is a cowboy hat capital of Texas?
I did not know that. I feel like
I did not
have.
Know it either. I saw it in the paper. You know how that lady used to say in the 50s, if I read it in the paper, I'll believe it.
Yeah.
And so Garland has decided it is the cowboy hat capital of Texas. And let me tell you what they've done. It's a rich heritage, they said, hat making history, but they've got a new landmark. It's a cowboy hat. It's 20 foot long. It's 16 feet wide, and it's 8 foot tall.
Really?
And this cowboy hat has become a Garland's growing downtown big site. And I saw it, and it is the cowboy capital, let me tell you.
Wow.
And of course, it was designated back in 2013. And, you know, I don't know why they waited till now to get this big hat built, but it was built by people locally. And it's just, back in 2013, they said, you know, it is the long history of hat manufacturing, started in Garland, Texas. If you have a cowboy hat, it was probably made in Garland. Wasn't made anywhere else.
I didn't know
that. So it's almost 100 years old.
Oh, wow. Cool.
And they make Resistol. They make the Stetsons. And they also made a museum to go with it.
Did they?
And it's called Hats Off to Garland.
Oh, cool. What a neat name. Wow.
And then they tell us who all has these hats from Garland, Texas. LBJ, Ronald Reagan, George Bush. They all wore hats that were made in Garland, Texas.
Really?
George Strait. Beyonce's hat was made there.
Oh, wow.
Everybody who's anybody has got one of these custom hats. And like the company that's been there the longest, they've been there 58 years, and they said, you know, we don't have an inventory. We're not stacking hats up. They're all made by hand. Takes 60 days to make a hat.
Really? By hand?
Yes. And they started in 1968. They're called Master Hatters of Texas.
Really?
Yes. And they make it one hat at a time.
I can't believe that anybody makes one thing at a time. It's just...
And like he said, we don't mass produce them. You know, we make them one piece at a time. And most of them are made to order.
Wow. Now that's cool. It's not all... Everything... You can literally say that your hat is unique when it's made by hand.
Well,
like
and since Landman... And all this is made in Texas. That has increased it. Now people want a special kind of hat that looks like the ones in Landman.
Oh, geez. I didn't even think about that. Oh, wow. That's got to be great for e-commerce. That's amazing.
And it's an identity, our heritage here in Texas, and hard work. And Larry Mahon, his place is there in Garland. He makes hats. Cowboy hats, and look how famous he is.
I know it. Wow.
I mean, he was a world champion cowboy, and so his hats were made there.
I wonder if all of this was planned or if it just kind of happened that everybody...
I think it just happened over the years. These three big companies that were little bitty companies at one time, and the guy that runs the hatters deal, he started out with Resistol.
Really?
Yeah, that's who taught him how to make a hat.
Wow, so he learned the ropes, cut his teeth at Resistol, and then ended up with his own. That's amazing when people do things like that, you know? It's just like
they said they have to plan ahead on all these hats because they do take 60 days.
I wonder how far backlogged are they, do you think? Because when demand is that high and you're making things by hand like that, it's not like you're cranking them out in an hour in a factory. I mean, it takes time. So I wonder how long, if you were to order one, like, say, on Monday, how long before they would even get started? I don't know if there's a backlog or not. I don't know.
I imagine there is, because they've been there so long. That's where everybody that has a retail store, that's where they're going to go, you know, to get them.
Wow.
And they said it builds trust, loyalty, and long-term sales.
Yeah.
Because they've been there so long.
Yeah. And, you know,
he said it's a lot better than carrying a product line, he said.
Oh, I'm sure. The quality has got to, you know, you look at the quality of something like that versus the quality of something that's cranked out. Not that there's anything wrong with factories or anything like that. But hats for us are special. It's not just, you know, like
it is,
going to...
And they want that brim turned a certain way.
Yeah.
Everybody wears it a little different. And, you know, that's just part of the Texas heritage. If you drive a pickup, you've got a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
Probably one for work and one for dress.
Yeah, you got a dress one and a work one and probably maybe even another one just laying around for, you know, like in the middle of... You got to have a couple to just... I guess, bum around in, for lack of a better term. But yeah, when you have your dress one, I mean, my word, that is a sense of pride. I mean, every stitch matters. It's not just, you know, like going to pick a ball cap off of a shelf someplace.
That's right.
I mean, it's...
And, you know, they make them out of so many different things. A lot of them made out of beaver, a lot of, you know, the sheared beaver, everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if, And men are real particular about their hats.
Yeah.
I've seen men come in stores, and they take that off and lay it very carefully up
there on the rack. Yes, you have to. I mean, it's done. You don't throw it around. You don't it's almost like you don't dare disrespect the hat because
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you treat it with care.
In their pickups, you always see the hat either on them or right behind them.
Yeah, and when you're not wearing it, you have to store it properly, and it's not just throw it in the corner somewhere and, where's my hat? No. That's not how we operate. We know exactly where everything is.
There's no telling what hats cost. I don't have any idea.
It's been a while since I bought one, but, I mean, it's worth it. I mean, every penny that you spend on something like that, there's some places where it's like, okay, you get your jeans and, whatever. Socks, buy whatever off the shelf or whatever. But with something like this is almost, when it comes to, you would know, but ladies have accessories, their favorite earrings,
right,
necklaces, jewelry, things like that, and they take care of it. Well, this is almost like the men's version of jewelry. We take the hat very seriously, and if it's not just right, then there's something wrong.
and they don't wear it if it's not right.
No. We're very particular about it, and we take pride in it, too, and we should. So.
I know when people come in the office, the men always have on their good hat.
Yeah.
Their boots and belt, and they look good. They look sharp.
Yeah, you have to. That's important. And I didn't realize that there was a museum.
Oh, yeah, they've got the cowboy hat museum now.
I want to go see that. Just what's do they, they don't have, an actual hat from famous people, do they? Or maybe they do.
I don't know. I haven't been to the museum, but it'll have hats from when they started and years ago.
Mm.
This is going to have hats up till today, from way back in the 1800s to today.
My word. It's like,
yes.
I still remember the first hat I got that was just, it wasn't handmade. It was just kind of like something I found off the shelf. And I was like, it was a long time ago. And, you look at it and, the stitching is not quite right. And there's a few errors and you can,
Did you buy it at Montgomery Ward?
I may have. It wasn't that long ago.
when
Montgomery Ward still existed. So it's possible.
Yeah, back then.
Yeah. But boy, when you get older and you get actually serious about your hat, the fine quality of the stitching work, the craftsmanship that goes into it. It's just, I don't know, there's nothing like it. And there's nothing like the smell of a new hat, too. Oh, my word.
And when it takes 60 days to build a hat, it's going to be a great hat.
You got something of serious quality. And, of course,
that's right. It's really serious quality.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing like a brand new hat. Wow, that's awesome. Garland, Texas. I did not know that it was the
Garland, Texas.
Right here. That's awesome. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
Now, I know you said that there are people that have come over to you brand new looking for annuities. Are you hearing any kind of feedback when they come over to you? What's the thing that sparked them to start,
The bonus. They love the idea of the bonus and the safety of it and what it makes.
Okay. Because I think I was kind of curious. It's like, are people getting nervous about maybe the current situations? Nervous about?
Well, they certainly want their money safe.
Yeah.
The people that have come this week already have some, and they were trying to get it out of the bank and into an annuity.
Mm.
And I don't know. They had it in two different banks. They brought it over and put it in the annuity.
All right.
So that tells you something.
What type of person, and I don't want to stereotype, but I'm just thinking for people who are maybe haven't done any kind of a conservative investment before, and they're thinking, okay, I'm getting closer to retirement, I'm a few years away, I should really be thinking about this. What type of investor is usually more drawn towards?
Well, it's somebody that has been working all these years and hadn't been really paying attention. And now they're paying attention because they're getting closer to retirement, and they want to be sure that this retirement comes off without a hitch. So they want to be sure what they're doing. They want to be careful with their money. So they're going the annuity route and the life settlement route rather than leaving it in the stock market because they know it might be reduced to ashes.
That's you know? A good and terrifying way to say it.
Well, it's pretty true.
It is true. That is for sure. Between the two, when people are examining the two, life settlements and annuities, what stages of people's investing career in relation to their retirement, which one should people be drawn to at what stage, generally speaking?
Well, if you're younger, if you're 55, 60 years old, and you're not going to retire for 5 to 10 years, a life settlement would be fine. But if you're 65 to 80, you probably need to be doing annuities because you're going to be needing something that you can start taking money out, that you've got that bonus, if we still have a bonus for then, and the different things that you can do with an annuity.
Okay.
If you just need your money safe, the first thing is annuity. If you need to take money out, an annuity again. It's a long term. Where that you can sit back and relax and not do a thing. You just take 10% out every year, or if you want to take 4% or 5, you can do it and leave your principal in there and let it grow.
Okay. So is it fair to characterize an annuity as consistent as far as...
That's right. It's very consistent, yes.
Okay. All right, because some people
steady as you go.
Yeah,
steady.
I know there's probably some investors that are probably thinking, okay, I want something where on this date I can do this, on this date I can do that. Annuities would be the way to go. Not like
that's right.
Life settlements, you can't do that kind of thing because it really kind of depends on when the policy matures.
And now, if you're younger, and you've got quite a bit of money, a life settlement will be fine if you're younger. Because about every 2 years or whatever, you know, you'll have money coming in. And you can get it where that every year you've got all this interest piling up. So you can pile up your interest till you need it. And then when you get where you need it, you can put it over here in an annuity.
Hmm. Okay.
So you can switch. Or you can do half and half to start with.
Hmm.
People do all kinds of ways.
Okay. And when you say build up, it's because to do a life settlement, there is an accreditation process. So what does that mean?
You must be accredited. You must make $200,000 a year, or you must be worth $1 million without your house. You must be accredited to do a life settlement.
Okay. There's not the same kind of a thing to do with annuities.
Annuities are easy because you have to have enough money to pay your bills for at least a year or 2 years. And they're going to look at that. They want to make sure you've got enough in savings or your bank account to pay your bills. They want to be sure you're not deep in debt and how much liquid you are.
Okay.
That's the things they'll look at.
So they look at some stuff, but it's not quite as regulated as...
It's not as regulated, no.
Let's talk about risks with a life settlement. There are two. What's the biggest?
The biggest risk is it could go over and you would have to pay premiums. We've got that down now where it's not hardly any. But some of the older policies is one that had a problem. We didn't know it at the time, but it could go up a lot. We watch that now. We make sure they can't. So we don't buy anything that's over 2% now. We make sure it's less than 2.
Okay.
In fact, we like it when it's less than 1.
Yeah, and what did you say it was less than 1 for that for the $1 million one?
That's right. It's
right
less
now.
Than 1. It's so small, the premium be hard to find.
It'd be hard to find. That's just funny. I don't know that I've seen premiums quite that low before to make me chuckle.
It is low when it gets that low.
It is. That's pretty great. All right. So the second risk with a life settlement is that it is?
It's not liquid until it matures.
Okay.
So you have to wait till it matures to get your principal and interest.
Okay. To get started, how long does it take really for people to come in? Because I know we're looking at deadlines for both, so how long would it take to get set up for either one?
Probably 7 to 8 days.
Not long at all. That's pretty quick.
No. And we've got it down now where it's a lot quicker.
And that includes life settlements and annuities, right?
Yes, I can do either one now in about that length of time.
That's pretty quick. Okay. And the reason I ask is because I think the one thing that people should know from this morning is that we've got life settlements, we've got annuities, and both of them are on the clock right now because you've got the new policies that have come in, so people will be looking for those. And then you've got the annuities with the bonuses for 16% that last for about 3 weeks. So
that's right. So everybody that wants that 16%, let's get it done now before it runs out. And then you say, oh, I intended to do it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's the worst part is, oh, I meant to and I forgot. Oh, I ran out of time. Or, oh, gosh.
I know. I have that happen every once in a while.
I know it. All right. So for people to get started or if they just have more questions, they do need to make an appointment. So, Faye, one last time, what is your phone number?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website's AmericanFinancialMidland.com.